rest of your life.
The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Last-minute campaigning in South Carolina ahead of tomorrow's GOP primary. Former President Trump holds a wide lead against rival Nikki Haley. In Rock Hill today, Trump spoke out against Alabama's Supreme Court ruling last week finding frozen embryos are children.
I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious little beautiful baby. I support it.
A growing number of state IVF providers have already paused treatments over legal concerns. An Apache helicopter crashed in Prentiss County, Mississippi today, southeast of Memphis. The state National Guard confirming it happened during a routine training flight. No word on how many people are on board in the helicopter or what caused the crash. A U.S. official confirms NORAD fighter jets in Utah intercepted what is being characterized as a small balloon with a payload. The official says it doesn't appear to pose a threat to national security, and NORAD is tracking it. This is ABC News. University of Georgia police questioning a person of interest in the death of a 22-year-old Laken Hope Riley. Her body found on campus Thursday. Spokesperson Greg Trevor.
This continues to be an active, ongoing investigation, and we will provide updates as circumstances warrant.
A deadly crash in Central California under investigation.
Among the dead are seven people who were in a van and the driver of a pickup truck. California Highway Patrol Officer Javier Ruvalcaba says the driver of the pickup crossed over the double yellow line at around 6 in the morning on a remote road in Madera County and hit the van head on. Of the seven in the van,
they're farm workers, and at this moment, it appears that they were going to work.
One victim from the van is alive and was sent to a hospital. Alex Stone, ABC News.
H&R Block under government scrutiny. The FTC says the tax prep company unfairly deleted consumers' tax data when they tried to downgrade to more affordable online products. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
WRCO News is sponsored by Seifert Realty, proudly assisting both buyers and sellers navigating through real estate transactions, results that move you. Tonight, scattered snow showers ending early in the evening, then clearing and cold later, low 15. Partly cloudy and becoming breezy tomorrow, high 39. Winds will be out of the south-southwest, 8 to 17. And partly cloudy and breezy tomorrow night with a low of 30. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 5 miles per hour, and we're receiving some light snow, and our current temperature is 31 degrees. Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A plane crashed near the Richland Center Municipal Airport in Sextonville last night. The Richland County Dispatch received a 911 call around 6:05 regarding the crash near County Highway BA north of the airport's runway. The plane was located in a field off of County Highway BA just north of Nebraska Hollow Road. Richland County Sheriff's deputies and emergency personnel arrived on scene to assist in the extrication of the victim from the airplane. Mark Bainan, 54, of Spring Green. UW-Med flight was contacted and transported Mark Bainan to the UW Health University Hospital for his injuries. The National Transportation Safety Board has been contacted. The search for 3-year-old Elijah View of Two Rivers continues today. Two Rivers police confirmed that landfills and rivers are part of the search. In the meantime, two adults have been charged in connection with his disappearance. Elijah's mother, Christina Bauer, 31 of Wisconsin Dells, is being held on a charge of party to the crime of child neglect on a $15,000 bond with the conditions of no contact with the co-defendant and no contact with any children under the age of 18. Jesse Vang, 39 of Two Rivers, is being held on a charge of child neglect. Bond was set at $20,000 with the conditions of non-contact with the co-defendant, no contact with any children under the age of 18, and absolute sobriety. Both are due back in court Monday. The search for Elijah continues by law enforcement and many concerned citizens. After holding steady most of the winter, drought conditions have begun to expand in southwestern Wisconsin. Severe drought is centered over an area roughly south of I-90 and north of the Wisconsin River, and most of Richland, Vernon, Sauk, and Crawford counties, part of the 17% of the state in severe drought. Drought conditions exist in 40% of Wisconsin, while abnormally dry conditions spread from 68% last week to 86% this week. The DNR says there is a moderate wildfire risk across most of western Wisconsin this weekend due to dry and windy conditions. A Grant County manufacturer is closing its facility. Saputo Cheese in Lancaster says it will lay off 98 workers as it relocates some of its cheese production elsewhere. Layoffs will begin near the end of March. Last November, the company laid off 187 workers at its facility in Belmont, which is in neighboring Lafayette County. In the same month last year, Grant County lost 172 manufacturing jobs when Energizer announced layoffs at its facility in Fenimore, which is near Lancaster. Governor Evers says he'll veto a Republican bill to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. But Representative Jeffrey Murso says the bill has important legal protections for innocent landowners.
That's the whole crux of this whole bill, is trying to get stuff cleaned up without taking and making somebody liable that had nothing to do with it. If you had contamination in your well, wouldn't you want to have that well, somebody to help you fix that? And it's not about, taking things away from the DNR.
Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. Two proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution are moving forward. Both ideas came up during the COVID-19 pandemic. One would let churches and other houses of worship stay open during public health emergencies. It needs to be passed by lawmakers one more time. The other would give the legislature more say on how to spend federal money. That amendment now goes to a statewide referendum in November. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal the UW system struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. Wisconsin's tuition reciprocity agreement with Minnesota may be changed. Reciprocity lets students from one state pay in-state tuition in the other state. A bill that passed the assembly yesterday would redirect excess tuition money to the Wisconsin university they attend instead of the state's general fund. Residents of Wisconsin communities would be able to voice concerns about refugee resettlements under a bill that's passed the legislature. It would require local governments to allow the public to voice concerns about any proposed resettlements. City officials in Whitewater have raised concerns about their ability to provide services for hundreds of recently arrived Central American refugees, while the City Council in Eau Claire last month reaffirmed its support of a plan by a Christian nonprofit to resettle 75 refugees there. The measure would also require county refugee placement committees to make recommendations on whether local governments should pass resolutions on proposed refugee placements. Drivers in eight Midwestern states will be able to fuel up with a higher blend of ethanol throughout the year under a rule finalized by the Environmental Protection Agency. The end of a summertime ban on sales of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol has been sought for years by the biofuels industry and farming groups with the support of Midwest governors. It reflects the importance of ethanol to agriculture. The fuel additive consumes roughly 40% of the nation's corn crop. Higher sales of ethanol could mean greater profits for corn farmers. The new rule was announced Thursday and takes effect in April 2025. It will apply in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Three people were arrested yesterday in Platteville following the execution of a search warrant. The Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force executed the search on Lancaster Street. Brian Jack, 30, of Platteville, was arrested for possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine. Felon in possession of a firearm, possession of cocaine, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and maintaining a drug trafficking place. Derek Jack, 56, of Platteville, was arrested on a probation violation, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of marijuana. Danny Mabra, 32, of Platteville, was arrested on an outstanding probation warrant and possession of methamphetamine. All three lived in the home. The Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force was assisted by members from the Grant County Sheriff's Office, the Platteville Police Department, and the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. Sauk County will be receiving at least $2 million in opioid settlement funds as a result of national lawsuits against opioid-related corporations. Opioid settlement funds cannot be used to enforce current laws, so Public Health Sauk County surveyed the community to gather suggestions on how to use the funds to address the local opioid crisis. Survey respondents most often selected responded to address strategies that include increasing access to mental health services and both outpatient and inpatient treatment for substance use disorder, continuing to provide a reentry program at the jail, expanding access to peer support services, increasing availability of housing and transportation services, addressing the social economic root causes of substance use, including living wages, affordable housing, social isolation, and discrimination. Sauk County currently uses grants and other funds to address substance use. Funds from the opioid settlement may be used to continue these services when current funds are not available. Funds may also be used for the expansion of current services and providing new services that are proven to work to address substance use. To read more about the survey results, visit the Sauk County Public Health webpage. Today's winner of $100 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Julie Durst of Richland Center on ticket number 333.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held this evening at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until the time of service at 6. Merlin Leonard Leverins, 71, of Richland Center. Ella Mae Lemoyne, 84, of Laval, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will be in St. Peter's Lutheran Cemetery following the service. Friends may call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Ella Mae Lemoyne, 84, of Laval. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died February 15th at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwok. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwok. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwok American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to A Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died February 9th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 to 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center. Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet, died February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held Monday at 1 at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet. Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 2nd at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow at the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday, March 2nd, from 9 until the time of service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right. You find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a strong cold front blasting through southern Wisconsin this afternoon, that's been responsible for some of the scattered snow showers and flurries. There has been a small minor accumulation on some of the grassy surfaces throughout the region, but not a whole lot to speak of, maybe a dusting or half inch in some cases, especially in the eastern part of the area. Otherwise, it's going to be pretty cold tonight into early tomorrow. However, it's not going to last too long. Already by tomorrow afternoon into Sunday, milder air starts to move back in from the southwest. In fact, temperatures could be about 30 degrees above normal Monday and Tuesday. Some record highs will be in jeopardy. Meanwhile, a fairly strong front and low pressure system will sweep across Wisconsin Tuesday into early Wednesday. It is expected to bring some scattered rain showers, maybe a couple tenths of an inch of rainfall, possibly a few thunderstorms, and eventually a little snow on the back end of it as colder air rushes in Tuesday nights into early Wednesday. As it stands now, the best chance of picking racking up several inches of snow will be in northwest Wisconsin into upper Michigan. Behind that, a cold day or so heading into Wednesday or Thursday of next week, then things should warm up once again. So tonight, look for any scattered snow showers to be ending early in the evening, clearing skies later. Temperatures falling down into the 20s by late evening, 15 overnights. North to northeast wind down to 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy, turning breezy tomorrow, high at 39 degrees. South to southwest wind 8 to 17. Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, low at 30, high near 50. Heading into Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, and unseasonably warm, low in the upper 20s with highs in the upper 50s. Tuesday, breezy with near record warmth, rain showers and thunderstorms developing during the day, low 41, high 62. The rain could mix with or become snow showers Tuesday night. Wednesday, a chance of snow showers early, breezy and much colder, high 32. Thursday looks dry with a high of 38. Have a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is snowing and 30 degrees after a daytime high of 41 that was set at around 12 a.m. and a morning low of 28. Yesterday's high was 62 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1930 is 60 degrees with a record low of 15 below set back in 1873. Last year's high was 29 with a low of 14. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:42 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:46. Winds are out of the northeast at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.83, and we have received a trace of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 30 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian Church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here is Phil Nee with a look at Level 2 basketball playoff games tonight.
It's the second level of the WIAA girls basketball tournament tonight. Games in Division III include Dodgeville at Prairie du Chien and Platteville at Turner. Bigfoot is playing at Edgewood and East Troy at Waupun. In Division IV, it's Luther at Neillsville. Lancaster is playing at New Glarus. Broadhead at Belleville. Mineral Point hosts Darlington and Fenimore at Cuba City. And in Division V, it's Brookwood playing at Cochran Fountain City. Kickapoo at Cashton. Alma Center Lincoln is home against Independence Gilmanton. It's Royal hosting Blair Taylor. Also, Azekah Steuben is home against Blackhawk. River Ridge at Belmont. It's Barneveld playing at Argyle Pecatonica. And Ithaca is at Highland this evening. Bulldogs coach David Klang prepares his team.
We know we have to take care of the ball. They really want to push the ball, and they want to score kind of in transition. They're very good at rebounding and getting those putbacks. So if we can limit their chances of getting second opportunities and limit their transitioning, I feel like we have a really good shot.
And Highland coach Josh Terrell talked about playing a team for a second time during the season.
It's kind of good and bad, you know. If it's a conference team, obviously you play them twice, and it's the third time. So Benton was one of those deals where it adds a whole nother level. But, yeah, we played Ithaca up there, I think the middle of January. And it is nice, I think, because obviously you got to look at them. You know what their strengths are, the weaknesses are. But obviously they have that same advantage too. So it's a catch-22 situation. It's got some good things, but some things that are challenging as well.
Pre-game time around 6:40 tonight. We'll have the coverage on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, and then back and forth to the Kohl Center in Madison for high school wrestling. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? These are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance. Also, a local person to answer your questions and help you deal with any issues that might arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
And also, today is day two of the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament, which is being held at the Kohl Center in Madison. With a report, here's Bill Twining.
Two sessions are in the books at the annual WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament in Madison. A number of area teams and wrestlers have fared well through those two sessions. And tonight, the semifinals will be wrestled in all three divisions and in the girls' portion of the tournament, which is now in year number three. This is the 81st annual boys' state wrestling tournament. As far as area schools go, Richland Center's three wrestlers are all still involved in the tournament. Senior Teague Perkins, who won his quarterfinal match in exciting fashion on Thursday night, lost his semifinal this afternoon, but then wrestled back with a win in the consolation round, and he will place in the tournament, won't wrestle again until tomorrow. Senior Emma Hady won by fall in her preliminary round match, lost her quarterfinal on Thursday night, but has bounced back today with a pair of wins and is one win away from placing in this state tournament for the Hornets. And her brother, junior Ethan Hady, won his quarterfinal match this morning. He'll be in the state semifinals tonight. He is seated fourth at 113 pounds. Ithaca Weston's lone wrestler, junior Nolan Waldner, who won his opening round match on Thursday night, lost his quarterfinal today, then lost his wrestle back. He has been eliminated from the tournament. Junior Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley bowed out on Thursday night, a 2-0 tough loss in the preliminary round. Knockreiner's season came to a close last evening. Riverdale has four wrestlers in the tournament. Three of them are still going, two in the state semifinals tonight. They are sophomore Grant Matthews at 285 pounds and sophomore Brody Meese, who has a second seed at 126 pounds, scored a pin today. Matthews with a pair of pins. Both Matthews and Meese are in the state semifinals this evening. Senior Riley Wanick lost his quarterfinal round match, but came back with a win in the wrestlebacks, and his tournament continues. Iowa Grand Highland brought seven wrestlers to the tournament. Six are in the state semifinals tonight. For North Crawford Seneca, Jaron Grimsland, the lone boy wrestler, lost on Thursday night to Parker Mills of Cashton. His tournament came to a close then. However, both North Crawford Seneca girls wrestlers have picked up a pair of wins. Both are in the state semifinals tonight, Frankie Groom and Adriana Logue. Mineral Point junior, freshman Elliot Kite lost his preliminary round match on Thursday night. The rest of the pointers continue and are in the state semifinals tonight. Sophomore Delia Collins for the girls, juniors Rowan Carey and Cade Rule for the boys. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, one girl in the tournament, senior Gianni Babel, has lost twice, and she bowed out of the tournament on Friday afternoon. Dodgeville junior Ava Lord bowed out, but all four boy wrestlers are in the state semifinals tonight. They're all top-seeded. Three of them are returning state champions, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, and Reed Spurley. They're joined by freshman Shane Rashan. For Royal Waniwak Center, the tournament continues for Gunnar Wopat at 132 pounds. He is in the consolation bracket for Royal Waniwak Center. One of two wrestlers remains standing for New Lisbon. Reed Sawyer is in the semifinals tonight. Alexander Radovich bowed out in the consolation bracket this afternoon. Tournament came to a close for the DeSoto Pirates when junior Seth Greeno bowed out at 165 pounds in the consolation bracket. Still going in the consolation bracket and hoping to place in the tournament, area wrestlers Nick Erslund of Wisconsin Dells, and all five of the wrestlers from Darlington Blackhawks still involved in the tournament. Three are in the semifinals tonight. Fenimore has five in the semifinals tonight. Prairie du Chien has a pair. Mineral Point has two, Riverdale two, Richland Center one to go with Dodgeville's four, and the six from Iowa Grand Highland, a total of 25 wrestlers from the All-SWA-LSWC Conference Clash are in the state semifinals tonight. Actually begins at 7 o'clock this evening in all three boys divisions and in the girls tournament. The tourney continues tomorrow with session number four, opening up at 10 o'clock in the morning, consolation round matches in Division 1 and in the girls tournament, and then the Division 2 and 3 kick in around 11:15 on Saturday morning. State championship matches in all three boys divisions and in the girls tournament are slated for 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. Tune in to WRCO this evening. A sandwich around basketball. We'll get some wrestling reports in. I hope you can join us. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. And the Milwaukee Bucks are playing their first game after the All-Star game, and they'll be facing the Minnesota Timberwolves at Minnesota. And the tip-off for that game will be at 9 o'clock, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 8:30. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
No two people are alike, and no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn closed lower Friday, cattle were higher and hogs were mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were down on fund and technical selling, watching development weather and harvest activity in South America. Weekly export sales are marketing year low after a big cancellation by unknown destinations. March beans were 14 and three quarters lower at 11.33. May was down 10 and three quarters to 11.41 and three quarters. March bean meal was $3.40 lower at $3.31.50. March soybean oil is down 19 points at $44.02. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling. Monitoring conditions in Argentina and Brazil, which generally look favorable. Export sales were down in the week. Mexico topped the list, but Ukraine is becoming a bigger factor on the global market. March corn was down 6 1/4 at 3.99 and three quarters. May was 5 lower at 4.13 and a half. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling. Soft red winter growing areas should see some near-term precipitation with the chance for hard red winter in the coming week. Weekly export numbers on wheat, bearish. March Chicago was down 9 3/4 at 573 1/2. March Kansas City was 5 1/4 lower at 568 3/4. March Minneapolis wheat was 9 3/4 lower at 641 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, supported by cash and wholesale business ahead of the USDA's cattle on feed report. Closely watched placements were down 7% on the year. April live is up 135 at 187.90. June is $1.17 higher at 183.87. March feeders are up 252 at 254.57. And hogs were steady to modestly higher on spread trade and the modestly higher midday pork. April lean held at 87.20. June was up 45 cents at 99.37. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Direct cash cattle trade has picked up steam Friday afternoon, with southern live cattle trade at mostly 183, $3 higher than the previous week, and northern dress deals are at 292, $4 higher than the previous week. The just-released Cattle on Feed report listed 11.8 million head, slightly above February 2023. Placements in January totaled 1.79 million head, 7% below last year. Boxed beef was higher at the close, choice up 82 cents at $300.61, select up 50 cents at $286.31. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to lower at the close. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 171 with a base range of $66 to $74, and estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head. More market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plains. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. Placements of U.S. cattle into feedlots declined in January, just not quite as much as what some analysts were expecting. The USDA says placements to start 2024 were 1.8 million head, a decrease of 7% on the year, leading to tighter ready numbers this spring and summer. The numbers look supportive for cash, wholesale, and futures, but that depends on how the placements number is interpreted and how beef demand performs. More news next on Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 9. You protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The CEO of Summit Carbon Solutions says the company is trying to learn from its mistakes as it moves forward in building a carbon pipeline that spans 5 states. Lee Blank says early on there were parts of the project that weren't handled well with landowners, and now
we have made 5,800 route changes to this pipe to accommodate the landowner. And those changes have been made because we do recognize now as a company what that landowner thinks about his, what he thinks about his acre, how he values his acre.
He says addressing those issues are part of the project is starting to become more accepted in agriculture. The USDA will open enrollment for the tree margin coverage program Wednesday. Administrator Zach Ducheneau says more $2 billion with margins during 11 months triggering payments. Catastrophic coverage was granted in June and July of last year. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchie Lumber. Harchie's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on cell phone loading trucks. Give Harchie Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Relying on Operations Center. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere. West Central Minnesota farmer Joe Sullivan relies on Deere's Operations Center, saying there's nothing that works as seamlessly. He tells Brownfield the data tells him the when, where, and who, which is vital to farm profitability. More after this on Brownfield.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Joe Sullivan farms with his family near Franklin in West Central Minnesota and says Operations Center is one of the biggest reasons his family uses John Deere equipment.
Op Center is kind of one of the real reasons why we are using John Deere's, is because there's nothing that works as seamlessly now that the data doesn't get locked on a screen. When you go in for like all of the different operations, you go, okay, when did you do your operations? You know, it'll tell you when and where and who. Click and you can pull it up on your app. You know, you can make sure that everyone is, or if you can see where your borders and different are, our real one that we've been focusing on more and more, we've been RTK for a long time, but now that they actually are allowing you to do boundary fill, so you know you can pull in and you have AB lines right to do the edge. And then now we use auto path function. You know, we're pretty heavy in sugar beets, and that virtually will drive the tractor exactly where it was planted. It is one of the best technologies that have ever been introduced when you have to be very, very specific and you have all the different, you know, if you have a 132-foot sprayer to a 22-foot lifter, and the lifter has to be on all the time or you're slicing beets and not putting them in the truck. So it's crazy when you can take your hands off and go around a corner lifting beets and it's still picking every beet out of the ground. It's very neat technology. It'll back your defoliator into the corner without your hands even on the steering wheel. And then, like, if you're having issues with operators, you can log in and see and check them right through to get it set up, or something isn't quite right, you can see exactly what they're seeing is another good option.
Sullivan tells Brownfield his family is excited to continue adopting John Deere technology like remote modems in their fleet of semis.
So you know who's returning when, or if there's a lineup at a certain elevator that you can divert trucks to a different location. You know, or waiting on a truck, but it stopped for some reason, make sure you go find out. And then, like, once they have it on the op center and they know where they are, they can actually click, you know, find my, you know, take me to this field. And it gives you drive directions how to get there is quite beneficial to not everyone can remember, you know, did I turn here? Is it 2 miles or 4 miles? So it's pretty neat on that.
Visit your local John Deere dealer or go to Deere.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with John Deere.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I stood there in the rain and I watched you get on that plane. I heard goodbye, have a nice life, and then you flew away. 3 weeks and I'm still a mess on repeat. Yeah, I guess over's gonna take a while. Cause baby, you just keep on going, going. But you still got a ways to go to get on out of my memory and further down the road. You're still rolling, rolling around here in my head. By now I should be moving on. But you keep going, going. But you're still not gone. Have a moment's rest, you haunt me like you never left. I see a suitcase in the same place you used to lay your head. I watched you pack it, yeah, I was there, it happened. But girl, I swear you're leaving me every day. On and on, you keep on going, going. But you still got a ways to go to get on out of my memory. But you still got a ways to go to get on out of my memory and further down the road. You're still rolling, rolling around here in my head. By now I should be moving on. But you keep going, going. Girl, you keep going, going.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9 or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right. You find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO.
Things that don't matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow particle riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it, standing there soaking wet, looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Out and in on nights like this, I catch a thunderbolt. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't own me. Shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop forgiving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die, there's standing room only. Standing room. Take my grudges and my old regrets and let them go. I wanna learn how to say a lot more yes and a lot less.
snow. Girl, I wanna dance and shout and love out loud and come alive. Don't wanna be the guy too cool to laugh and too scared to cry. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't hold me. Shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop forgiving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering.